Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
It is currently 8:15 now on the Big 870 WWL. Tommy Tucker, Monday morning, December 6th. And I see a lot of blue roofs as I drive around. Oh, quickly, a look at the weather. Highs of 80 today, some afternoon storms, spotty showers lingering into tomorrow morning. And then tomorrow, a little bit cooler. Highs only in the upper 50s, lower 60s. Some morning rain lingers Wednesday, highs of 70 then. And it gets warm to hot quickly. 79 for a high Thursday, 82 on Friday, 80 on Saturday. And then a cold front comes through, and we finally get a little bit of December weather with highs of only 58 on Sunday. Now, back to the blue roofs. I see a lot of them as I drive around. I wonder if that's because of the availability of roofers or if that's because people can't get their insurance settlement together. Mike Facey joins us now, a Louisiana State Senator. Good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm doing all right. How's everything?
Okay, what do you hear from your constituents? What's the biggest complaint, I guess, biggest problem they're having?
Well, the biggest thing is I held a little expo again this Saturday at the La Rose Civic Center and had a really good turnout. And I had Jim Dolan there, the commissioner, and I had FEMA there. I had SBA there and also Atman at hands out that puts out the campers of temporary housing. And so the biggest complaint is just not hearing at all from the insurance company, just no communications whatsoever. And one of the things I've been expressing to the insurance companies is even if you just call them and tell them, you know, look, you're in the middle of working on it, it would help so much to these people. But they're just not doing anything at all, not even communicating, and that's been the biggest complaint.
So what do you do? What can you do? Because I don't really know who is in control here. I don't know if the insurance companies are running the show, because if they don't like what the legislature tells them, what Louisiana law says, they'll just leave. Who needs who more?
Well, the whole thing about it is the biggest thing you do first is make sure you call the commissioner's office and file a complaint. That way it's in his office. And if he's going to get too many complaints from one company and some really bad information that people are getting, then he has the right to fine them. And you know, not that way. The whole thing is here's the fine line, and you're saying who's in control. We gotta be careful on how we handle the insurance companies, because we want to be able to make sure that they all don't pull out of the state and we don't have any more insurance that we can get. So it's a fine line on working together and trying to figure out the problem and try to solve the problem. And that's why I've been holding these expos, because look, let's come to an agreement on how we're gonna fix this problem so everybody comes out whole and we get things done without causing too much trouble.
So I'm still not clear. Is it like a negotiation kind of thing where you, I mean, if they, who's holding the cards, I guess, Senator? That's what I'm trying to figure out. Because if they're, if they can leave and just not like I'm and I'm not talking about a marginal company. I'm talking about State Farm, because you guys have gotten a lot of complaints, or at least you hear a lot about State Farm. Do you not?
Yes, I mean, the thing is no, you know, the state, you know, like we've had two companies that's failed, and the state's taking that over. So, you know, they're going to take care of those people. The big thing about it is it's all about just trying to get some communications going again. And just like I said, call the commissioner, and everybody I've had call the commissioner, and they take over talking to the insurance company that the people are getting a lot better satisfaction. You know, it's just it's terrible what's going on. We even had some people at our committee come and talk from Lake Charles. Some of them been fighting now 14, 15 months and still hadn't settled with the insurance company. So hearing that, it's just a travesty all the way around that we're having to go through this. And that's why more attorneys are getting involved, and nobody, it's a no-win-win situation. If we would just keep communications open, I think things would open up a lot better. And who's in control is hard to say on how to make that work without just trying to compromise and get things, get some money coming in to these people so they can start fixing their homes.
Let me take a quick break. We'll pick it up here. We come back. We're talking to State Senator Mike Facey. I can tell you, Mike, I was in an actual I don't think it's violating a confidence, a State Farm office, and I won't say which one, but people that were there, I asked how is the recovery going, and they were saying blank, blank insurance company can't get my, and I mean by that, the obscenity is deleted there. They won't do this and they won't do that. So the people that work for the companies themselves are having problems. We'll take a break, come back. Time for traffic now on WWL. 25 and a half, Tommy Tucker, WWL, Monday, December 6th, day 99 of Ida recovery. And still a ton of blue roofs all over as you drive around. Still people in Lafourche Parish trying to get housing. And a lot of trouble with insurance companies. Louisiana State Senator Mike Facey joins us now. We're talking about who holds the cards, how tough can you get with insurance companies. Somebody texted in here, Senator, how come Florida can be fairly strict in setting limits and they don't seem to be worried about insurance company leaving the state, but that's all you hear about Louisiana being weak and not forcing, policing the companies, I guess. Is it different in Florida, or is there a model out there that works for some states and not us, or wouldn't work?
Well, I think there is a model out there. You know, we just got to get a lot of things in place, and that takes a lot of hard work, you know, pushing things through the legislature. But, you know, I think we can improve it. I know the commissioner's been working hard at trying to keep things going in the right direction. And it's a lot of things to have so many storms all at one time. I mean, it's multiple claims on some people, and that's causing a lot of problems. Also, a lot of people that I'm finding have insurance, think they have insurance, and wind and hail was not included. And that's been a travesty for some. Actually, even two of my employees, they thought they had full coverage and didn't have wind and hail. It wasn't on their policy. And so that's another big confusion that's going on. So a lot of things need to be done, because they both have mortgages, and we kind of figured that the banks would have made sure that they had wind and hail being in a hurricane zone like we are. So they got a lot of things that need to be fixed for sure.
So the process is Jim Donlin as insurance commissioner can only enforce the law, correct?
That's correct.
So do you have any idea of what type of legislation could be introduced into the session to make it better for people at own power that are having so much trouble with their insurance companies and claims and adjusters, et cetera?
Well, I think that there's, you know, far as that goes, it's kind of figuring out what can we do and what are the compromise with some of the insurance companies that they put some things in place after the hurricanes that hit the western part of the state. And We're trying to have committee, whole committee meetings now on Senate and the House side to try to figure out how we fix it and the best way to go. And looking at state, you know, states like Florida, what have they done to make things a lot better? But I just don't know exactly how many people that in the state of Florida has you know, major complaints like we have in, you know, going through Louisiana right now. You know, I'd love to see those numbers if there was major complaints with what they have in place.
Thank you, Mike. I appreciate your time. Hope we get to talk to you again.
Okay, appreciate it.
And I hope we get this fixed up. Mike Fessy, Facey, Louisiana State Senator. We're going to talk to Jim Donilon, the insurance commissioner. Get a text here, says I've been...
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.